Was Honeybee by Blake Shelton. And that's, of course, to introduce our next story. Kangaroo Island farmer Dave Clifford turned his beekeeping hobby into a full-time business, and these days he cannot keep up with demand for Clifford's honey, which comes from bees that originated in Italy. Roving reporter Veronica Matheson caught up with Dave on Kangaroo Island and asked him about his purebred Ligurian bees that are found nowhere else in the world.
Welcome to the show, Dave. Do tell me about your Italian bees.
It's the species called the honeybee. Australia does have its own native bees, but they don't make honey. European bees were imported into Australia in 1800. The first lot of bees came from England, and then in the late 1800s, beekeeping in the whole world discovered Italian bees. And so the Italian beekeepers started exporting bees all around the world. So the ones from Italy were imported into Kangaroo Island so they could stay pure without crossing with the English bees. And that was 1884, and the South Australian government passed a law protecting them then. Everywhere else, Italian bees have been hybridised, but in Kangaroo Island, they have remained pure. They're the purest Ligurian bees left anywhere in the world.
Wow, so even they don't have pure bees like this in Italy?
They don't have them like that in Italy because the Italian beekeepers started importing other bees in there and they've all become interbred.
What do you like about bees?
I'm fascinated by them. They're just amazing little things and what they do, pollinating and making the honey that's so delicious.
And so what's special about the Italian bee?
They're also renowned for their gentleness and they're really easy to handle and they are excellent producers. And
when you say they're very gentle, does that mean they don't sting?
They can sting, but they are much less likely to sting. They are very gentle and very good to work with.
Have you been stung by bees?
Yes.
Do you have a reaction to them?
I get a tiny bite or sting and it's gone in a minute.
Is that because you're used to having the bees around?
It's just that allergic reactions in people vary. So some are very highly allergic and have no allergic reaction.
Do get stung by a bee. What should you do?
You should take the stinger out by scraping it and not pulling it out because a bee has a little poison sac attached to it. When it stings, it leaves that behind and it pulls out of its body and the nerves keep pumping poison in. So you've got to scrap that off with your fingernail, thumbnail straight away so you get the least amount of poison. Rub honey on it.
Do you feel the bees almost know, do they, that whether you're scared of them or not?
No, I read the bees and I can tell what they're going to do.
How do you read them?
You can see what they're thinking.
Really?
Because they change shape and they turn their tail up like that when they're starting to get angry and they'll start fanning their wings a lot. If they just stay still on the tops of the hive, when you take the lid out and you see all the bees on there and they stay still, well, you don't have to put any protection on.
And is their honey better?
The honey is the same. The only thing that with our honey is from the natural trees on the island. It's different to the trees and flowers on the mainland, so we've got a distinctive type of honey because of the plants that grow here.
Yeah, so what different types of honey can you produce here?
From eucalyptus, and there are many types of that, from blue gum to red gum to yellow gum, and all the mallees, and then there's stringy barks. They're the eucalyptus type, and then there's the tea trees and the banksias, and we get canola honey as well.
Can you actually taste the honey and say, I know where that comes from, what part of the island it
sure
came from?
Sure can. I take the whole lot and put them where the best flowers are and move them all around. About every 2 months, I move them somewhere different.
How many hives do you have now?
At the moment, just a bit over 200.
And do you keep on adding to that?
I'm going to be added to this year. It's because this year's a good year because there's lots more flowers around and the bees can breed up, but previous several years, it's been poor flowers and the bees couldn't breed up because of drought.
Now you've got the rains come again.
Yep.
So you're going to have a good season.
It's looking like it, yeah.
What are the advantages of honey? Is honey a good product to eat?
Well, honey does have its own special qualities. It's an antibiotic. It can heal externally and good for the internals as well. It has a type of sugar in it that is a natural sugar, plus minerals and other things in there, and tiny grains of pollen, which are good for health as well. Pollen is a superfood. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. does that mean that because you're going to live to be 200 because of this?
Nah.
But you never get colds or anything like that, is that right?
Rarely, yeah.
And you think that the honey honey helps.
Yes.
So these people that are talking about, you know, that you shouldn't eat any sugar, why, but they should be taking honey, that would make all the difference.
It would make all the difference, yes.
Right, that's good to know. And you talk about as an antibiotic, and you, like if I had a cut, would I put honey on it?
You can wrap it up with some Glad Wrap and it'll heal up without a scar.
Oh, really? And keeping honey, I mean, how long can I keep honey for?
Well, the longest known of honey being kept is 3,000 years.
Well, where was that?
That's in the tomb of an Egyptian.
Perfectly all right, you could eat it and you wouldn't die.
Well, I'm not sure. But they reckon it's kept and hasn't gone bad.
You're keeping it at home. You know, sometimes honey sort of caramelises and hardens.
Yes.
Why is that?
It's a natural instinct for honey to do that because the moisture in it will rise out and the pollen particles in there will cause crystallisation to take place and it all goes hard by crystallising.
How do I get rid of that?
You can just warm it up. You can put it in a jar, in a saucepan of really hot water. It goes liquid again, or you can put it in a microwave on low heat.
Selling your honey, do you sell it online? Do you sell it to stores in Australia? What do you do? How do you get rid of your honey?
Online, in our own shop, and in shops on Kangaroo Island. Not on the mainland. We don't have a huge supply of honey, so we only supply small quantities.
And tourists, more and more tourists are coming through now.
There's a huge increase in tourists. Can't keep up.
Really?
So we've got to get a few more hives.
What about all the Italians that come through? Is that because they've heard about your bees?
Aren't they amazing? This time of the year, in August, it's honeymoon time. All these young Italians, couples are coming. They come out here to try the Ligurian mead and try the honey.
So they're coming to find out, you know, what it is about Kangaroo Island.
And have a look at the Italian bees.
That was Veronica Matheson with Kangaroo Island beekeeper and farmer Dave Clifford. Now, Dave's kindly given us a list of eight honey tips. Say that quickly three times. Eight honey tips, things you did not know about the golden nectar. We're going to post them on our SoundCloud and our Facebook page. There's some really interesting ideas and tips there. So Sue will be looking after that, getting it up on Facebook, and I'll get it up on SoundCloud. And we had a great response to a recipe we popped up last week. So we're going to do that again, but with a list of honey things.
Yeah, that's right.